Rock 107 WIRX Velvet Revolver and Fall to Pieces from their Grammy Award nominated album Contraband. Got Aerosmith on the way, so I'd stay close if I were you. And before 5 o'clock, before we kick off the night, well, let's see, Blue Oyster Cult and something from Motley Crue as well. But first, I was watching it last night. I had to turn away from the Golden Globes, as if that was a really difficult thing to do, because Carnival was on HBO last night. And because we have the connections we have, Clancy Brown, the guy who plays brother Justin Crow on Carnival, is hanging on the line. So, you ready? Because I have questions.
All righty.
Carnival last night. Man, you know, it didn't take very long for it to kick into gear.
The episode had a lot of setup in it. There's a lot of stuff.
Stroud.
He's the man, isn't he?
He was. That was a nice little move with the homemade knife he had.
He is the man. He is a force of nature.
Well, I must also say that brother Justin, a force of nature, too, because he's preachifying, doing the whole thing on the radio, and no one else hears the things that Stroud hears.
But isn't that true in life? I mean, don't you find
that I'm seeing
life, and you thought you heard something, and you didn't hear. I find it's especially true when you're married. But you'll find that you're convinced that you heard something that your wife said, or your boss, or you know, your mom, or whoever, and they thought they said something completely different. So that's kind of what's going on, I guess.
All right. So we had a quality kill in the first 5 minutes of the show.
Yeah, but did you notice no real blood on that?
No. Because he didn't need to make a mess.
I guess so. Yeah.
It was just to get him out of there.
It was a clean cut.
And then we had another quality cut later, or quality kill later on, when Stroud shows up at some sheriff's house and gets him all bloody. Talk about bloody.
Some sheriff. That was the sheriff who was the son of the woman that knew knew Henry Scudder. Remember, this whole show sort of folds back on itself when it needs to, and nothing was done last season that didn't have some kind of resonance this season, and so on and so forth. So, you know, they always have to pay attention here. You never know what's going to be important later on. We know that the guy was a sheriff and that Varlin killed him and got a piece of the clue, and, you know.
And also got a nice little wardrobe with the sheriff's badge so he can walk around and get into just about anywhere that he needs to get into. He's a bright little guy. He knows what he needs to do to get the job done, to get the Archangel job done.
Oh, yeah. Varlin is the perfect person for this job.
He's very stoic.
He's kind of attractive, don't you think?
No, it doesn't really do anything for me.
Powerful.
Well, there's definite power there.
Humor. He's got great humor. He has a little smile on his face during that whole thing.
Well, you got to enjoy your work. Because if you don't enjoy your work, you might as well not even be around.
Exactly. I see a spinoff, actually.
Do you?
You'll see what I mean as the season progresses.
So we've got Varlin out of prison. We've got Ben showing up at the loony bin to talk to Father Kerrigan, who is completely out of his mind.
Right, until Ben touches him.
And that calms him down.
Calms him down.
After Ben sees a really nice little flashes of some little ritual with a snake and blood and naked guy and wow.
Yeah. Well, you know, what's strange about that is that, and I know this from experience, what Ben does in the show, act opposite of what happens with Nick in real life. Whenever Nick, like, touches someone, especially a woman, they become all wacky and Beatlemania-ish.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
You've seen that happen?
Seen it happen. He's a force of nature in and of himself.
So his stock in Benton Harbor St. Joe must be going up pretty high.
That's what I'm working towards. trying to get him like that, you know, just move him up the ladder there, a little past Russell Crowe, a little past Tom Cruise, you know, let's just keep him going up, keep him going up.
That's so nice of you.
Oh, yeah.
So that when you guys come and do an appearance, you know, it will be Beatlemania here.
Right, when we open the mall.
Clancy Brown and Nick Stahl opening the mall. I cannot wait. Hey, Clancy, hang on, and we'll talk a little bit more. Carnival, it's Decoding Carnival, HBO's Carnival. Clancy Brown on the line with Rock 107 WIRX.
Okay, you went to the big home center to check out a